I'm not really that organized, but I'm enthusiastic. I think a lot of, I have some of my French engineer friends, and then you go into the garage and everything is just all in boxes and everything's all labeled in there. I go in my garage and I pull into the pile. Okay, it's in here. I pull it out of the pile here. Yeah. But I'm very enthusiastic, and I like to do interesting things and dig into new things. And that's what excited me about doing the computers. You're always on the new stuff and that, and you go out and find out about the new stuff and bring it back and show it to other people. And that was fun part about teaching, is I always had this theory about teaching. You know, anybody can take a subject, even as simple as can be, and make it so it's not understandable. But it takes a real talent to take something really complex and break it down to make it understandable. And that's the thing about being a teacher. And if you can do that, then, you know. And I had one teacher at University of Montana, and he had people that were going to be math teachers, some people are going to be something else, and some people are going to be elementary teachers. And he'd go over something, and he'd say, everybody understand? And some nope. And so let's look at it this way. And then, nope. Well, let's look at it this way. And he'd break it down two or three different ways, because he started off being an elementary teacher. Later he was a high school teacher, and then he was a college teacher. So he knew how to break things down into different levels to make it understandable. And his name was John Peterson, and I really learned a lot from him. He's also my computer teacher over there too. And so with that in mind, I always thought that would be, you know, the object of being a teacher, is to be able to take something complex and break it down so everybody can understand it.